Welcome to the podcast where we get into the real and raw of pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. My name is Hannah Gill. I'm a VBAC mom, doula, and birth educator, and I help women discover their options and harness their inner power to have the experiences they desire. I'm here to support you through the ebbs and flows of these transformative years so we can have open and honest conversations about the hard, the messy, and the beautiful parts of motherhood. This is the Ebb and Flow Birth Show. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Ebb and Flow Birth Show. My name is Hannah Gill. For those of you that are new here, I am your host. And today we are going to be talking about why someone may want to hire a doula for their birth team when they're going for a VBAC. So there's probably a million reasons why someone wants to hire a doula to be on their birth team, especially if they're going for a VBAC. But I want to talk about three specifically today. The first is that maybe the first time around, they didn't do much to prepare for their birth as far as mental and physical preparation or education about what their options were. So the second time around or whatever time around it may be, but for their VBAC specifically, they want to prepare more because maybe the first time when they had their C-section, it's just they weren't prepared for that or they didn't understand that that was a possibility for them, or maybe they didn't know all of their options going into that first birth. So really, as a source of education and support is the reason they would want to hire a doula. And there's a misconception that doulas just show up to your birth and you've never like seen them really or talked to them much before that. And they just come to birth that day that you're in labor. They support you physically and mentally, and then it's bye-bye, see you later. But there is so much that goes into doula support prenatally. So while you're pregnant, there could be childbirth education involved and resource libraries and support and guidance throughout the pregnancy process, whether that be for physical preparation or mental preparation. So doulas do a lot of work leading up to the actual birth to help their clients get educated and prepared and feel supported in that process. The second reason is that someone going for a VBAC may want to avoid unnecessary interventions such as getting induced with Pitocin or getting induced at all or having an epidural. Maybe they want to go completely unmedicated for their birth, whether it be at home or in the hospital. And of course, they want to avoid a C-section. And there have been studies that have shown that having a doula on your birth team lowers the frequency and the risk of these interventions, especially being unmedicated, using Pitocin, and even a drops in that risk for C-section. So if someone's wanting to avoid unnecessary interventions, especially for their VBAC, having a doula on their team is beneficial. For me personally, the main reason I wanted a doula for my VBAC was because I wanted to go unmedicated. I had planned to go unmedicated the first time around, but I did nothing to prepare for that or line up support for that process. So I ended up getting an epidural right away. So I knew that going into my VBAC that I wanted to go unmedicated. So I had to do things to prepare for that, but I also needed the physical, emotional, and mental support there so that I would be able to get through that unmedicated. And some people can go into birth and birth unmedicated without any sort of preparation. But for me, I knew I needed that extra education and support. And the third reason, and probably the most common reason, is that women wanting to go for a VBAC wants an advocate on their team. So maybe in their first birth, maybe there was birth trauma. Maybe they weren't listened to. Maybe they weren't supported. Maybe they weren't respected. Maybe they didn't know all their options and how to speak up and advocate for those. So having a doula on your team that not only knows what you're wanting out of your birth and it can help you make your birth plan, but someone that can really help emphasize your voice and emphasize your desires and your wants out of your birth. Someone that can make sure you understand what all of your options are and that can serve as that kind of bridge between the gap of you and your provider. So making sure that there's clear communication, making sure that if your wishes are clearly not being respected, that they can bring that up and say, okay, you didn't want to have someone bring up the the possibility of an epidural? Are you still wanting that? So just making sure that your choices and your wishes are being respected. And also, we know that there are cases of true neglect or abuse in the medical system, regardless of if it's birth or not. So someone there to serve as someone on your team to speak up if that's happening. Because me personally, as a doula, I cannot sit by and, or I would not be able to sit by and just clearly let abuse happen or disrespect or coercion or fear mongering. So having someone there to be an advocate for you and your family and your wants and your desires and your needs, just make sure you're just respected as a woman giving birth and that your choices are respected. So that is a big one, and probably the biggest one there is they want someone on their team as an advocate, especially if they don't know their options. So like I said, there are probably so many reasons that women hire doulas, especially for their VBACs, but those are the three primary reasons I see, and really the three primary reasons that I also wanted a doula for my VBAC. So whether you're a mom going for a VBAC in the future and considering a doula for your team, these may be some of the reasons for you. Or whether you're, or even if you're a doula who was wondering, like, why would someone going for a VBAC specifically want to hire me? And what could I look out for when having like a consultation with someone that's wanting the VBAC? So those are the three main reasons. And I know that was a short, quick episode. Last week's episode was pretty long, so I wanted to keep this one short for you guys. Again, if you're loving the show, the best way to support me is by leaving like a physical written review on Apple Podcast, sharing an episode on your Instagram or Facebook, or just telling a friend like, hey, this is a great episode, check it out. That's the best way you can support me and support the show. So everyone, keep flowing, and I will see you next week.
You just finished another episode of the Ebb and Flow Birth Show. For more, head over to ebbandflowbirthco.com or on Instagram at ebbandflowbirthco. As a reminder, this podcast is provided to you for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not a substitute for medical advice. Until next time, bye, friends.